Shelley Ross is an award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter who was born in the port of Spain in Trinidad and now based in Vancouver. And she's just joined us here now. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Now, you've got the new music video out for Masterpiece. How would you describe the song, first of all?
Well, the song has a few elements in it. It's R&B soul pop, but it's layered with some hip hop feel to that. And it's kind of reminiscent of old school 90s R&B that I used to listen to slow jams a lot. So it's kind of that feel to it. It's got a little bit of jazz in there. I try to mix it up a little bit. I kind of just write according to what I hear. The feel of that is what came out with Masterpiece.
Yeah.
And it's just a very soulful song, just talking about relationships and that moment when you meet someone, it's all exciting and you know, you just want to get into them. That's what that whole song is about.
Yeah. And the music video, what inspired you to come up with the idea for that?
That was actually a matter of me trying to piece together, how can I do this? This was my first music video. I didn't have a big budget. I'm indie artist. So I had to figure out how I was going to do it. So I had a photo shoot that was set up. I do some modeling. And they asked me to do a boudoir shoot. And it happened to kind of work for this song. So I asked the photographer if he wouldn't mind video a little bit of me singing the song. And maybe you can put a video together. And he's like, sure. So we ended up doing that. So he shot some of that video. Yeah. And then I shot some of it from my phone. And then we pieced it all together, got an editor, and that's how that video came together. So it worked out really well.
Are you pleased with how it's turned out?
Yes, I am. Surprisingly, for the budget I had and everything that we did, it worked out really well. It goes with the feel of the song. I did some work with putting some pieces in that made it make sense. And yeah. I'm really happy with it. For a first video with a low budget, I'm really happy with that video.
And it seems like a lot of it has been recorded within your own home. Is this because of recent restrictions or would you have made that choice anyway?
No, it was actually done before COVID. Those restrictions didn't even apply. Yeah, it didn't even apply. It just happened to work out because of the first shoot was in this guy's studio apartment, which looks like a bedroom. It just kind of looks like I'm in my own house, but I'm actually in two different places.
Ah, that makes sense. Well, how did you first start to get into making music in the first place?
I've been around music my whole life. My father's in entertainment. Yeah. His name is Protector. He's a Calypsonian from way back. He started from the 70s. He's still in entertainment.
Yeah.
And so I grew up in a household of, you know, my dad's always writing music all the time. I'd get up 3 a.m, he's on the guitar playing, making a song, writing a song.
Wow.
So I was, you know, my mom was in church. I was raised in the church. So I, again, was choirs, all that. So I was surrounded by music. In high school, I started writing my own songs. I started to just kind of play around with writing and formed a little group. And we had a little R&B group in high school. I wasn't taking music seriously back then.
Yeah.
It was just something for fun. Once I got older, I had my first son and I had I kind of pulled out from the world a bit mentally. I just focused on my kids and I started writing again and I found that it was healing for me to write. And so I just kept doing that. That was from about 2001. And so now here I am.
Yeah.
It kind of went from that and evolved into, you know, I really like this. I really love this. It makes me happy. And recording makes me happy, and we just kept going along. And then 4 years ago, I was like, you know what? If I love it this much, I should really try to make this my life.
Yeah.
So that's where the business ended, and I started to put things out commercially and all that. So it's been a long journey, but I'm very, very happy to be on it.
Yeah. And have you always stuck to the same genre throughout that whole time?
I kind of bounce. Well, I'm my husband, which I'm going to give a shout out to now, producer G Product. He does a lot of hip hop, R&B, soulful. I've worked with a couple other producers along the same genre, but I'm more of a world artist.
Yeah.
I don't want to be really stuck in a genre. I'm from the Caribbean, so I love, you know, I love soca, I love reggae, dancehall. I like different types of music. I like rock. I like a lot of different types of music. I grew up listening to all of it. So for me, I, as an artist, I want to grow into, I can, you know, do bounce around to different genres that I like. I love Afro beats right now. So all that, I want to be involved in that in some way as a songwriter.
Yeah.
I don't want to be limited.
Absolutely. And who do you look up to for musical influences? Who do you enjoy listening to?
There's so many, but I'm a real old schooler. I listen to a lot of 90s music, so yeah. I still listen to them. I listen to artists today as well. There's a lot of inspiring artists out there. To name them all is hard. I can tell you that I listen to a lot of Lauryn Hill. I listen to a lot of from back in the 90s. Mary J and SWV, those are like the groups that I listen to and artists that really started inspiring me to want to kind of sing, to really sing. As far as today, there's just too many to name. I don't know how to name them all, but I don't want to leave people out, but I'm just thinking like, I don't know, I'm influenced by a lot of people. But I can say that my strong influence came from that 90s period.
Yeah. And how would you say your music is unique compared to a lot of those people? Do you do anything to distance yourself and make yourself special?
Well, I'm just unique because I am me. I don't try to copy anyone. So you're not going to hear me trying to mimic someone else's style. I'm influenced by many styles. Yeah. But I write according to what I hear in the music. I don't make manufactured. I call it fast food music, where you just kind of come up with something quick and it's just whatever. Not to say that that can't be good, but that's not my formula for writing. I really have to go into the song. I wait till the song talks to me. I basically wait for it to speak to me. It gives me something, gives me a melody. I start to hear that. I simmer on that for a while. And when I feel like it's solid, then I start putting words to it. The words start to come to me as well. So every song, I don't know what it's going to be. I don't have a plan to say this is going to be about happy or this is going to be about sad, or I don't have that. I just listen to the music and I let it speak to me and I write according to that. So that's what makes me unique to that. I'm not trying to copy anyone that's out there. I'm just me.
Do you sometimes surprise yourself with the lyrics that you come out with?
Sometimes I write like, oh, I didn't even know it was going to go there, but I guess we're going there, and I just start writing. I'm like, oh, interesting story. It's interesting to me that as the story is unfolding, like, oh yeah, and there's a twist and turn, almost like writing a script for a movie.
Yeah, probably, exactly. Do you have any big highlights that stand out to you in all this time that you've been making music?
Big highlights. The highlights, I guess, are just the indie road journey, just learning about the ins and outs of music, but the highlights are understanding how promo works and understanding the business itself, which is a lot to get into, but just learning the music theory and all the things that go behind writing a song, what goes into recording, and now the music videos. I would say that's a highlight for me because this is a new path I'm taking.
Yes, exactly. Do you have any more music coming out in the not too distant future that we're able to look forward to?
Yes, I actually have a song that I'm going to be doing, that's shooting the second half of the music shoot tonight. Ooh. It's for a song called Tell Me, on the official remix. So Tell Me was on my Evolve EP, but got a lot of love for that song. That was the song that I won the award for. So we decided to do an official remix and a video because people kept requesting this video for years. So I just decided to do that. So it's a brand new song. It's a remix. It's called Tell Me, official remix, and it will be available in all stores very soon. It's going to be in the stores within the next few weeks. So I'll be giving a check my social media, Shelly Ross Music. You can find me anywhere through Shelly Ross Music, YouTube, IG. You can find all that information, but that's coming out soon. It's really exciting.
Yeah. And do you have moments sometimes where you just don't feel like writing? Because a lot of people have that. If you do, what do you do to get back on track in those moments?
It's funny because I think that's a running joke with all artists. You just have a love-hate relationship with music. So there's 1 minute that it's just flowing through. You're like, I don't have any inspiration. I don't know where to find it. That's usually when I try to get very quiet. And I tune out a lot of things. Sometimes a lot of the, you know, electronics and stuff can be a distraction, and you just need to be really silent and go into yourself and take time, give it time, because I don't know if we're built that way to constantly be writing that way. I think that when it's that time, it's telling you intuitively to just, you know, take a step back and observe. Because from that observation, you might get a story. There could be something that happens from that, that ignites you. And now you're back to writing again. And that's how it's happened for me. So I just kind of let it ride out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just kind of observe, maybe there's something, you know. And it always happens. Every time I think maybe I'm never going to write another song again, one comes up.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, I guess it's not gone.
Yeah.
It never goes away. Once that's inside of you, it doesn't go away.
Yeah, it's important not to force a song out, isn't it? Because usually the forced ones aren't authentic and genuine.
Exactly. And that's what it is. And I think that's really the best way. If you just follow your instincts and follow your intuition as a writer and trust yourself that you do have that skill, it didn't go anywhere, that it's not lost.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
That's the best way I could think of to handle. That's how I do. I'm not sure how other artists do, but that's always, you know, it never goes away. It'll wake me up at 3 a.m. and say, write something, something into my head. So you can't escape once you're in. You're just in.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, where are we able to check out your music everywhere?
So you can find me on Apple Music. You can find me on Amazon. You can find me Spotify, all the major places that platforms, Deezer. You can find me pretty much anywhere. All you have to do is look up Shelley Ross Music. Just Google that and you will find me all over the place.
Great. Thank you very much for joining us today, Shelley Ross.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.